So, Hitler was sent to us to provide us a lesson about the horrors man can commit, the levels to which man can sink.
Hitler was not sent to you. Hitler was created by you. He arose out of your collective consciousness and could not have existed without it. That is the lesson. The consciousness of separation, segregation, superiority, of we versus they, of us and them, is what creates the Hitler experience. The consciousness of divine brotherhood, of unity, of oneness, of ours rather than yours, mine, is what creates the Christ experience. When the pain is ours, not just yours, when the joy is ours, not just mine, when the whole life experience is ours, then it is at last truly that, a whole life experience.
Why did Hitler go to heaven?
Because Hitler did nothing wrong. Hitler simply did what he did. I remind you again that for many years, millions thought he was right. How then could he help but think so? If you float out a crazy idea and 10 million people agree with you, you might not think you're so crazy. The world decided, finally, that Hitler was wrong. That is to say, the world's people made a new assessment of who they are and who they chose to be in relationship to the Hitler experience. He held up a yardstick. He set a parameter, a border against which we could measure and limit our ideas about ourselves. Christ did the same thing at the other end of the spectrum. There have been other Christs and other Hitlers, and there will be again. Be ever vigilant, then, for people of both high and low consciousness walk among you, even as you walk among others. Which consciousness do you take with you?
I still don't understand how Hitler could have gone to heaven. How could he have been rewarded for what he did?
First, understand that death is not an end, but a beginning. Not a horror, but a joy. It's not a closing down, but an opening up. The happiest moment of your life will be the moment it ends. That's because it doesn't end, but only goes on in ways so magnificent, so full of peace and wisdom and joy, as to make it difficult to describe and impossible for you to comprehend. It was the Buddha who said, "Life is suffering." The Buddha was right.
But even if I accept that, Hitler didn't know he was actually doing good. He thought he was doing bad.
No, he didn't think he was doing something bad. He actually thought he was helping his people. And that's what you don't understand. No one does anything that is wrong, given their model of the world. If you think Hitler acted insanely and all the while knew that he was insane, then you understand nothing of the complexity of human experience. Hitler thought he was doing good for his people, and his people thought so too. That was the insanity of it. The largest part of the nation agreed with him. You have declared that Hitler was wrong. Good. By this measure, you have come to define yourself. Know more about yourself. Good. But don't condemn Hitler for showing you that. Someone had to. You cannot know cold unless there is hot, up unless there is down, left unless there is right. Don't condemn the one and bless the other. To do so is to fail to understand. For centuries, people have been condemning Adam and Eve. They are said to have committed original sin. I tell you this, it was the original blessing. For without this event, the partaking of the knowledge of good and evil, you would not even know the two possibilities existed. Indeed, before the so-called fall of Adam, these two possibilities did not exist. There was no evil. Everyone and everything existed in a state of constant perfection. It was literally paradise. Yet you didn't know it was paradise, could not experience it as perfection, because you knew nothing else. Shall you then condemn Adam and Eve, or thank them? And what say you shall I do with Hitler? I tell you this, God's love and God's compassion, God's wisdom and God's forgiveness, God's intention and God's purpose are large enough to include the most heinous crime and the most heinous criminal. You may not agree with this, but it doesn't matter. You have just learned what you came here to discover.